Hello, bird prisoner. You have joined me today. Do you have anything you'd like to say? Really? Really? This is a very exclusive interview. You'll only hear it here. Can you comment on current world events? Yeah, I'm not allowed to either. Can you tell me about your favorite food? Silence. Okay, I guess not. Is there anything that does interest you? Is there anything you would like to talk about today? She's not saying anything. Hello? But on the other hand, the dog is here. Pupper. Ruff. Ruff. Pupper, do you have anything to say to the nice people? Any comments on world events? Really fascinating. Okay, who's your favorite VTuber? Do you have any comments on that? Just say me. You're supposed to say me. What? You're supposed to. Okay, do you have anything you'd like to tell the audience? Oh, she licked the phone. Okay, well, that's very compelling. Well, I'd ask for questions from you guys, but I'm not looking at any chat right now, so. Pepper, can you tell me how you feel about the state of the big PP community? Hold on, I think maybe the issue is I need to translate it. She gave a little bit of a comment there. What? Tell me how you feel. Tell me how you feel. I need a comment. Give me a comment for my story. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. She's so cryptic and vague. I don't know what to. Nothing? No, you have nothing to say? Tell me your thoughts. She's not saying anything. Bird prisoner, how about you? If I put the phone up to you, bird prisoner, will you give your comment or will you attack the phone? Hold on, let's find out. Yeah, you're chewing on the phone. Really? Really? And tell me how do you feel about the current administration of Birdtopia? No comment. Yeah, that you're chewing on the phone. I kind of need that. I kind of need that. Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna take the phone away. Any further statements before I go? Nothing. Okay, so much awkward silence. God, just like me last night. But Pupper, one last thing for the road. One last thing for the road. One last thing for the road. Say something. Arr! Say something. She's not saying anything. Oh, she grabbed her bone and she's leaving. Oh, what if I go to take her bone from her? It's mine. Now will you say something now that I'm bullying you? No? Grr. Grr. She's not saying anything! God, she's normally so talkative, too. She dropped it. She's normally so talkative, and Bird Prisoner's not saying anything either. I think I might have to take on some guests here and see what they have to say. Anyone want to send in any requests? Oh, now you say something. You want to talk, Bird? God, she's so angry. Oh my God, can you hear the dog chewing on the bone? Is that crunchy? Nice ASMR. Is that a crunchy bone? Is that a very crunchy bone? Fascinating. Dun, 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 dun. Roger. Hello. Welcome to the interview. How are you doing today, Roger?
Oh shit. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I just got off work.
Nice. What do you work as, Roger?
People online kept telling me that I should touch grass, so I got a job where I get fucking paid to touch grass, so.
You get paid to touch grass? What is that like?
I fertilize lawns. It's pretty good, actually.
Oh, man. How do you fertilize them? Like, are you just throwing, like, cow shit on them? Like, how does that work?
No, we just, like, get, like, a truck with, like, a little tank full of fertilizer and just, like, just spray it on lawns.
Oh.
And then you put a little, like, rinky-dink flag that's like, hey, we put fucking fertilizer in your lawn.
Yeah. And tell me, has touching grass improved your, the acceptability of your Twitter takes? Do you feel like you
belong? I don't know. My Twitter page is kind of... I'm very impulsive, so I post stupid shit.
I see.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't really like looking at my Twitter history. Because I don't really care about the past, because that's in the past. You can't change that.
Whoa. Those are wise words, Roger.
Yes.
How do you feel about the future?
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
How do you feel about the future, Roger?
Like my future or like the overall future?
The overall future.
I don't know. I try to stay positive, but I'm pretty sure we're fucked. But I mean,
oh.
I don't know. That's probably just me being a bit nihilistic, which I honestly hate.
It's pretty hard to stay positive. I don't blame you. But you can... Roger, did you know you can brainwash yourself into being happy?
Yes. Kind of. Not like I don't know like the exact methods, but I mean... It's kind of what I'm trying to do to myself right now is brainwash myself to be happy.
I think you can do it if you put your mind to it.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm going to let you go, Roger. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Not really, just don't talk on your phone while you're driving like I am right now. But I mean...
Yeah, Roger, get off the fucking phone. That's not safe, man. That's not safe.
But I mean, it's fine. I mean, I know, like, I think, like, there was a couple of bumps, and I think it was by, a school zone. But I mean, it was probably a curb. You know what I'm saying? It was probably a curb. I don't think it's anything to worry about. I mean...
Roger, I'm hanging up on you. Focus on the road.
There's a train, though. I'm stopped. So, I mean, it's good now.
Oh. Well, I'm hanging up on you anyways. Goodbye,
Roger. Bye. Thanks.
Well, that was an interesting experience. Pupper, do you have anything to say? Do you have anything to say about that? How do you feel about touching grass? I let you out earlier, and you laid in the grass, didn't you? And then I let you back inside. And then you had to go potty. You did the potty dance. The stepping side to side on the ground and whining. Like you had to go outside. Isn't that right? Was that you? Was that you asking to be let outside? 5 minutes ago. Or 5 minutes after being let outside. Was that you? Was that you? Oh yeah, now you're speaking up. Now you're willing to defend your honor. Now that going outside is the topic of discussion. And Bert prisoner, did I not just try to interview you? And you were being quiet? And then when I invite a guest speaker on, all of a sudden you have something to say? Is that how it is, Bert prisoner? Yeah, exactly. Taking on another speaker. Vash, you're live on air. What would you like to say? Introduce yourself.
Oh, hey.
Hey there, how are you?
Doing all right. It was the...
How do you...
Go ahead.
No, go after you. No, I almost called you Roger. Vash.
Yeah.
After you.
Oh, no problem. Sorry, the transition was just weird because it was you were talking and all that. Anyway, how's it going? You getting that bird to talk?
It's going pretty good. Well, now that you're talking, I think she'll start speaking.
Cool. Yep, yeah, there we go. That's how it is.
Yeah, that's how it is.
When I had a bird, usually whistling at it would work, and it would like to whistle back.
Well, I cannot whistle.
What if you got a whistle?
I do not have a whistle.
Well, there you go. That's something to work on.
That's something to work on. I guess I'll have to go buy a whistle. Where do you buy whistles? I don't think I've ever seen one just for sale.
Dollar store, I feel like, is where I would go for one.
I am a frequent shopper of the dollar store and the Dollar Tree and Dollar General, and I can safely say I have never seen a whistle.
That seems strange. I don't know.
That is strange.
Maybe they just don't sell whistles.
My first guess would be like
one more time.
I guess a sporting goods store, but
oh yeah, for like a safety whistle or whatever.
Well, yeah,
you know, whatever works, right?
Vash, that is a very cute profile picture.
Yes. I was.
Would you like to describe it for the class?
Well, no, because it would take too many words. I can just post it.
Oh. Well, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Sure is.
But that's not a picture, it's an illustration. So start describing.
Well, it's. Well, here, I can actually do the request I sent in for it. This is for your birthday. And I requested Pipkin Pippa in a super fluffy pink Lolita outfit. I think it turned out pretty good.
Turned out fantastic, Vash. I appreciate it.
No problem. I'm glad you liked it, because you're probably not going to like the next one as much.
Is it not safe for work?
No. But, well, okay. You'll see.
Is it?
It'll be as safe for work as I disagreed with you on the bunny girl one. That was totally safe, so. You couldn't see hardly any skin. It was fine.
It's not a matter of how much skin it shows. It's a matter of how much titillation is meant for the viewer, I feel like.
Well, I think that might...
There's a very clear difference between, like, a drawing of a foot, right? And, like, foot fetish art.
Well, that's true. Feet bros bald. I'm going to make sure every com I do, I'm going to tell them no feet.
Oh, okay. You commission a lot of artwork?
Yeah. I hadn't been doing it for a little while, but, you know. You're pretty cute, so I thought, hey, that'd be a cool thing to do.
I appreciate you commissioning art. I'm way too cheap to do that.
Yeah, well, I don't buy video games anymore or whatever, so it's the thing I spend money on. So, you know.
Right on. Why don't you play video games?
Oh, no, anymore? I still play video games. I just don't pay for them. Huh. I play free-to-play games that I never freaking pay for.
Well, we do not condone piracy here, as decided by the fact that I work for a company, so I can't condone
yes,
that.
Yes, piracy but, bad. I would never do that.
Piracy bad.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to let you go, Vash. Thank you for popping
in. All right. Well, you have a good day now.
You too. Thank you. I'm not allowed to condone piracy. I do not condone piracy. You did not hear anything. I don't understand how the requests work, because I'm guessing there's actually a lot more requests than there actually is, but it only ever shows me like 6. I think the most requests it's ever shown me is 8. Did I talk to Amon last time? I don't think I did. Amon, you are alive. Introduce yourself. But first, unmute yourself. There we go.
Sorry about that.
All good. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just tried to interview my animals, and they declined to comment.
Man, they sound sweet. Your pets really do. Your bird is a sweet-sounding bird.
She's a little psychopath. I don't think she's sweet at all.
I mean, yeah, birds are like that, but they do show their sweetness from time to time.
If I put on a video of a microwave beeping, she will start beeping, I'm pretty sure.
That's pretty cute.
That's the only sweet thing that she'll do.
Hmm.
She doesn't cuddle up to you or anything, except for your hand. She will cuddle up to your hand, but then sometimes she gets horny because she's a female bird and she's very hormonal.
She'll nip you sometimes? What?
She doesn't nip too hard or anything.
Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't nip. Do you have any birds?
No, I've had a cockatoo before. My mother did, and it was one of those. You ever seen sulfur crest cockatoos?
Sulfur crested, those are the ones that they are smaller than regular cockatoos, and they have the yellow crest, right?
Yeah, they do. They have the yellow crest. There's a variation between them. There's sulfur crest and there's a salmon crested cockatoo, which is there's two different breeds of them.
Hmm. And how was that sulfur crested cockatoo?
They're interesting birds. They are very, very loud creatures. They make parakeets and stuff like that sound very quiet compared to them.
Really? I heard they're pretty destructive as well. You ever have yours destroy your beloved possessions?
Oh, yeah. They will tear the fronts off of air conditioners and stuff like that, and they'll destroy everything.
But it was a good pet.
Sorry.
No, continue.
I was just going to let you speak because I don't talk over people. I'm not that type of person.
Through the power of latency, everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry too much about it.
Sorry, I didn't quite hear you there.
Oh, don't worry too much.
Okay. I'm not going to.
Okay. Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure.
So what was the bird's name?
It was called Charmin. That was what it was named.
Like Charmin the toilet paper?
More based off the cereal, but... But, like, I mean, I guess you'd call it that, too.
Interesting. Was the bird, would you call that bird a shithead?
Oh, yeah, I'd call it a shithead. It was a real shithead.
Yeah, that's what I call my bird, too, and she doesn't even care.
Yeah, they don't care. They just know you love them unconditionally, even though you cuss at them and whatever. You know what I mean? It's the same.
Well, It's not even like a dog or a cat. Like, even cats, right? Even cats, it's like they know when they did something wrong, they just don't care.
Oh, yeah, cats will look at you like, oh, shit. That type of look in their eyes when they know that they've done things wrong.
Yeah. But birds, they don't even flinch.
No, they some birds, they think like they have the chimpanzee level intelligence and they just ignore you, you know what I mean? They just, just don't feel like you exist when they you talk to them sometimes.
Birds are the masters of blocking out the haters.
Mm-hmm.
And they think everyone's a hater. Unless you're giving them food, in which case they are your best friend.
Yeah.
And you are their best friend.
Yeah, they can be your best friend. Or they can also be your worst enemy at the same time.
Yeah. Are you also driving?
No, I'm not driving. I'm just sitting here on by my computer. I'm actually using my hearing aid as, I actually am hard of hearing. I'm using my hearing aid as a microphone right now. So you're probably picking up the feedback from my surrounding environment, unfortunately.
Well, no worries or anything, man. It's okay. You don't need to say unfortunately, man. It's all chill.
Excuse me?
Everything's good, man.
Okay, I'm glad everything's good.
Alright. I like your Pecora avatar.
Thank you. I just picked it because it seemed kind of comedic and funny at the same time to have that.
Yeah. You still have any birds?
No, not anymore. I just got cats now.
Terrible decision.
Yeah, it's they were my mother's cats. They're not exactly my decision. Cats all have different personalities too, like the birds and stuff. They're all different. Like,
equally rotten.
I know you're not particularly fond of cats, so yeah.
They kill birds.
Oh yeah, they kill birds. They kill everything. I don't let mine outside and they're neutered, by the way. I don't, they're not going to go outside and destroy the local wildlife population because I know they will do that.
Responsible pet owner. Fuck yeah. Everybody see this man? Clap for him.
Mm-hmm.
Clap. There's a little emoji thing. Hit the clap button, motherfuckers. Godspeed. I don't think anyone's even paying attention. I don't see a single clapping emoji. Whatever. Alright, Amon, do you have anything you'd like to say before I let you go?
No, not really. I just enjoy talking to you. Thank you, Pippa. It's nice talking. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, man, for popping in. I hope you have a good day.
I will.
Bye-bye. Oh, so you say goodbye to... You say goodbye to that person, but you don't respond to my fucking interview? Fucking bird. Never get a bird, chat. Never get a bird. I'm calling you chat. There's not even a chat box. What do you say? Well, now you're looking at me. Now you're looking at me. Get away from me. Get away from me. Don't you lick me. Rotten. God. What? What did you say to me? What did you say to me? What? You better watch yourself, Missy. You better watch yourself. You better watch yourself. I will... beat you! I will beat you ass! You're spitting me! Stop biting! What? Punk? God. He's taking another caller, even though this dog is harassing me! Oh, she tripped on a ball. Okay. So game, you are like the first one who clapped. So I Totally not out of nepotism. We'll choose you. Game, you are live. Feel free to unmute yourself and introduce yourself.
Hey, what's up?
Not much, Game. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Just chilling.
Right on. Game, can you explain your icon for me?
So that is Casca. Are you familiar with Berserk?
Not yet. I do plan on reading it, though.
So that is a picture of Casca. She is catching a sakura petal on her mouth.
And why is she doing that?
Because she is a potato.
Is that a form of mental illness, or is she just in?
She is literally a potato, because there's no nice way to say what happened to her. But she got mind broke.
Oh.
Oh. So she's baby.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And so they're on a journey. They're in the middle on a journey to try to restore her to not baby.
So is Guts kind of a wrangler?
No, not at all.
No?
He is a murderer.
Ah.
He is a cold-blooded monster murderer.
Is he the one that mind broke her?
No, he is not.
Oh. Give me a quick rundown of Berserk.
Okay, so Guts, he was born from his mother, hanging from a tree.
What?
Mm-hmm. And so he was picked up by a mercenary group. And he was raised in that mercenary group. Obviously not the most, what's the word, nurturing environment, right? So, eventually, his adopted father loses his leg, etc. Drunken, he comes into his tent one night, and Guts ends up killing him on accident. So, he runs away, obviously, because everybody else is trying to kill him. So, his whole life is tragedy.
Ah.
Yes.
And then there's no conclusion to the story, because the author's gone, right?
Sadly, but there is hope, supposedly, because his assistants they supposedly know the story, but...
Do you believe that's true, or do you believe that they're looking for a little bit of clout?
I don't believe either way, to be honest. It's more of, it'd be nice if it was true, but I don't really, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
You can't get your heart set on something that might be true.
That's understandable.
Yeah, so eventually, you know, Guts ends up, he finds a new mercenary band, and that's where he meets Casca, and then they all get betrayed. And
Is this where Griffith? Griffith?
Yes.
Griffith.
Yeah, you have it. Griffith. And he betrays them, and the only two that survive are Guts and Casca. And so, after that, it's called the Eclipse. And so after the Eclipse, Casca is mind broken, she's a baby now, mentally.
Mm.
And so what? From there on, of course, Guts kind of runs off and just immerses himself in his rage, killing demons and shit. Eventually, he comes back for Casca, realizes, I've been kind of shitty. But, you know, it's not... It's very complicated character dynamic, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Tell me about yourself, Dean.
Well, I'm a massage therapist.
You're a massage therapist?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to ask you point blank. You ever done anything sexual for money?
No.
Oh, has anyone ever tried?
Yeah. Yeah, they have.
Like, how common is that?
Apparently common enough.
Bird Prisoner doesn't believe you.
Well, Bird Prisoner it can't experience it anyways, so.
Oh.
He can't experience the outside world because he's a prisoner, right?
True. Has anyone ever tried slipping you money? Like under the table?
No. Hasn't no. tried that, no.
How do they usually go about it?
So, one time, this guy, he was alluding to, oh, it's been a long time, da 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 da, and eventually I get to get past working on his glutes. And he's like, oh, just get a little more toward, little more this direction, you know. He was alluding, you know, I thought he was joking for the whole time, but, you know, he wasn't. So that was interesting. I had to report him.
Oh, you have to report people that ask for that kind of
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, you do. Or else, or else it'll, you know, who knows? Maybe they feel bad or they feel insulted or, you know, whatever, and they'll report you instead.
Very possible.
Because it's
kind of sounds like a scary job.
What's that?
Kind of sounds like a scary job.
It can be. But, you know, I try to be professional, and I always try my best to give people relief from pain, you know, or, you know, try to improve
their... I think Bird Prisoner wants a massage.
What's that?
Oh, I think Bird Prisoner wants a massage.
I don't know how to massage birds. Only humans.
You hear that, Bird?
Because part of the that's part of the problem is you need to know anatomy, you know.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, you have to go through a lot of schooling. You have to do 500 total class hours to be able to take your licensing test.
All that, and you get paid to touch other people's bodies.
Yep.
That sounds horrible. Why did you do this?
My dad encouraged me to do it.
Why did your dad encourage this?
Because I was good at it, he said, since I was a kid. I would always kind of, you know, mess around like that. That sounds wrong the way I said that. Lovely.
Yeah.
No, I would rub his shoulders and stuff, you know.
Really? Yeah. Nothing sexual?
No. Yes, 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 yes. I'm doing sexual things with my dad as a child. Yes.
Well, since you said it, do you need a wellness check performed?
Yeah, probably. You know, it's probably all that mental stuff going on. Who knows?
Were you mind broken?
Yeah, I think I was. I blame my mother, though. Not my dad.
Oh.
A little too real. Sorry about that.
Oh. Well, I mean, it's your life, kiddo.
It is my life. But...
Do you regret going into massage?
No, not at all.
Therapy?
Not at all. Mm. Honestly, it's been awesome.
Even though you have to touch other people?
The only people I have a problem with touching are particularly obese people.
Ah.
Yeah.
Careful now. Twitter.
I mean, sometimes they can't clean themselves properly.
You ever stuck your hand into, like, a wad of feces or something?
No, not that bad. Not that bad.
Oh, okay.
Just smell.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I frequent game shops. I know that smell.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. They don't have to, like, shower or anything before they get the massage?
Usually, they kind of... It's up to them, really, but we don't encourage, I should say. It's like... It's kind of an understood type of deal, you know. Oh, don't come get a massage when you stink. You know, that's kind of gross. Some people do it anyways.
It's a lot of money, though.
What's that?
Go, though. It's a lot of money. I'm going to have to let you go, though, game.
It was nice talking
Thank
to you,
Thank you so
Peppa.
Much for... Thanks. All right. I am going to have to call it here. I just got a delivery, so.
Ooh, nice. What'd you get delivered?
Hopefully one of my games.
Ooh, games are always good.
Yeah. All right, thank you for stopping by, game.
Thanks, Pippa.
I just realized your name is also game.
It is game.
That's kind of funny.
I delivered.
Oh, you're at my house?
I hope not.
Oh, I hope not as well.
That would be a little inappropriate.
Right. It would be.
Peace out.
All right. Peace out. Oh, my phone just locked. Oh, there we go. All right, everybody. Yeah, I'm going to pick up my package and set some stuff up. So thank you guys for stopping by. I know that was kind of a very impromptu thing, but it's random. I don't know. Maybe I'll pop in and do more of these short things. I don't know. See you guys later at today's stream. I got a stream with Lisa at my normal time, and then a couple hours after that, I have an interview with a Blizzard developer. So don't miss that and check out my channel. Yeah. Okay, goodbye. I don't know how to end these. Oh, it's a cringe!